If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it! 6 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg. Goldberg?
I love Dana Goldberg.
I just turned you from a Jew into a
bird.
Thank
you.
Trophy.
All right. Speaking of Jews, we're having a dinner party for Dana's mom.
We are indeed.
She's coming in next week.
She is.
Barbara.
I cannot wait. And I'm terrified for her to be around everybody.
Are you?
Oh, yes.
It's a thank you for spawning Dana party. We're very excited to have Mama.
I actually made a banner that says that. My mother's going to be so happy.
All right. When does Barbara arrive?
Barbara arrives Friday. Friday, a little bit in the afternoon.
Fantastic.
So we'll spend some time.
Saturday, if any of all you around, you want to meet Mama Goldberg.
Right. Yeah, come on over.
Have a nosh.
Have a nosh
with us. She's
very excited.
When will Jesus bring the pork chops?
I think March. Second coming?
No. All right. This story just tickled us. We have to take a little break from, treason and whatever, it's Trumpageddon. We just love this story. Queen Elizabeth was once almost shot by one of her own guards. Turns out the queen is prone to late night strolls on the palace grounds when she can't sleep. She has insomnia like me. Corgis, get up! Let's go! During one such 3 a.m. walk... Oh, wow. She's a 3 a.m. walker.
Oh, boy.
A guard thought she might be a prowler.
Who's that?
Who's that? He called out.
Bloody hell, Your Majesty. I nearly shot you. Well, that's quite all right. Next time I'll ring through beforehand so you don't have to shoot me.
She's really polite when she almost gets shot. Oh, my bad! Sorry. I'll ring around next time.
I'll wear that bell you brought me.
I shall sick the corgis on you next time.
The queen mother just wearing a bell.
That is just rude.
Ding, ding.
All right. I don't know. Didn't know the queen had insomnia. Didn't know she was prone to 3 a.m. strolls.
I feel like the queen would have pulled out like a Glock.
Yeah.
I feel like she's armed.
Queen's
ready
badass.
To go. Yeah.
Yeah.
The queen I just went out for some ciggies.
Queen will cut a bitch. She's out there smoking in the...
Cut a bitch.
She's out there trying to make the Buckingham Palace guards laugh.
I will cut.
Here's another one.
I will cut.
You'll find this and you'll be amused. All right. Oh, pardon me. That's just
security.
As the actress said to the bishop.
That's Rob of Robin Church's favorite. Okay. All right. Back to treason.
I can never get
We were saying we keep getting pitched all these random guests, and we're like, is this regarding treason? We're not interested.
Yeah.
There is no other news. I can't hear anyone else say in other news. Senate Democrats doubling down on their push to create a commission to probe allegations that Russia meddled in the White House race. Mm-hmm. The American people deserve a nonpartisan, transparent public investigation into this insidious attack on our democratic institutions, read the statement. It would have 18 months, hand over. Imagine, I'm sure there's no damage Trump could cause in that time.
God.
We need an accounting, a serious, independent, bipartisan investigation of attempted Russian interference in the American presidential election. This is larger than when any one candidate or any one election, said though members of the commission would be appointed by both parties, it'll likely face an uphill battle to get congressional approval. Mitch McConnell has signaled repeatedly he doesn't believe an independent commission or select congressional committee is needed.
Or
he told reporters that the Senate intelligence, we'll handle this.
Oh, we got this.
Yeah, we got the best people.
We don't need a Supreme Court justice.
Pardon?
We don't need a Supreme Court justice.
We won't even understand what the findings are because Mitch McConnell will announce them.
Yeah. I love when Myrtle the Turtle reports. I think that this is what they should just call it. Myrtle the Turtle reporting.
Can I have my Russian music, please? Guess who else had some thoughts on this? Gary Kasparov, the famous...
Kasparov, Russian. He's the Russian as well.
Right. Chess player.
Checkmate.
Now living in exile in the United States because Vladimir Putin is a murderous thug.
Yes.
Warned today the world could be entering in what he called a very dark ages unless Donald Trump reverses course and stands up to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah,
oh,
that'll
I'm sure
happen.
He'll right get on
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, checkmate. Your move.
Would that be considered a domestic?
Being like
might
of Donald.
Be a domestic.
Pardon?
If Trump stood up to Putin and got in a fight, I feel like that would be considered a domestic.
Donald, bend over and drop your trousers. It is time for the next...
Now stand up. Kasparov said that Putin and his aides are eagerly awaiting Trump's presidency because they believe he will cut a grand bargain with Russia that will expand its sphere of influence. Uh-huh. They're all waiting for Trump, he said. They believe Trump will change everything and give in to all of Putin's demands, recognizing Russian annexation of Crimea, as well as undercutting NATO and sacrificing the Baltic states. Isn't that fantastic? Trump doesn't even know he's in Crimea. Who was he lecturing? Was it Stephanopoulos? He's like, you have to understand, they're not going into Crimea. They're already there.
Not going into Crimea.
Okay.
There's too much crime in Crimea. I don't want to go there. It's just too crimey.
Speaking of crime, Kasparov said, I think that's a crime. Unless the United States is willing to restore the balance, we are entering very dark ages. He urged U.S. officials to retaliate with far stronger measures than President Obama's. He said, you have to go after Putin's wealth. You have to demonstrate how much money has been stolen from Russia. Oh, they have so much in common. Imagine how much Donald Trump is going to loot from us at the end of this. To illustrate how dangerous Putin is, Kasparov cited the assassination of his good friend and fellow opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. That guy, Boris Nemtsov.
He of the polonium soup.
No, he was the one that was shot in the back four times in front of the Kremlin.
Wow.
Which does not look at all suspicious.
I'm sure it was just an accident.
He said he was murdered in front of the Kremlin. An opposition leader being shot in the front of the Kremlin. We have more video surveillance in Fort Knox when all the cameras going blind. It tells you who did it. It's just another crime that shows you Putin will not stop short of anything to stay in power.
He was taking a 3 a.m. stroll.
Oh, that's right. I remember the Queen's Guard. The cameras were malfunctioning.
The Queen's Guard shot him.
You know, they're so accident prone.
You know, this crap has been going on for this orchestration. Did you see there was an article from the Hollywood Reporter from 2015? Because Mark Burnett was trying to create a reality show with world leaders, including Putin.
Oh.
Imagine why Mark Burnett would not release the tapes of all of the stuff from The Apprentice.
There's that name again. Okay.
He's been a great producer for this entire reality show.
Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Hey, happy crappy new year.
Oh, treason's greetings to you.
Yes, treason's greetings. Mm-hmm. Mark, what was his name? Mark?
Burnett.
Yeah, Burnett. He's also the one who's producing, or whatever you want to call it, the
inauguration
for Trump.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Another opening, another show.
So this is what I don't understand. Shouldn't we try to stop something or somebody who is an existential threat to this country?
Yes. I just say, Anita, it's funny, all this stuff we've been talking about in the CIA, I call on any fine American in any of our intelligence services. You know that he is a clear and present danger to this country.
Mm-hmm.
Come forward, whatever you've got, before this installation of a Russian puppet.
Absolutely, and the media is just acting like it's business as usual.
Right. So I call on actual reporters. I call on anyone in the intelligence agencies that knows what a clear and present danger he is to come forward now.
Yeah,
right?
I don't get it. I don't understand how we're just acting like
now a warning.
Yes, now would be good. Pardon me.
They're all like the opposite of good. Every person he's put in his cabinet seems to be the opposite of somebody who should have that job.
Well, every person he's appointed to the cabinet wants to get rid of the position he's been appointed to.
Yes, there's that.
Absolutely. Or they just, I mean, it's like Rick Perry. Rick Perry is a moron. Everybody in Texas knows he's a moron. And he's replacing a nuclear physicist.
Yes.
Charged of nuclear weapons.
He thinks his glasses make him look smarter. I'm like, there's not a large enough pair of glasses in the world, Rick.
No.
Hobo Kelly's glasses wouldn't be.
But you know, Anita, you can't imagine, right across all these 17 national intelligence agencies, they obviously know a lot more than we do, that they cannot feel good about handing the nuclear codes to someone who is, first of all, slamming them at every opportunity, not listening to them, not going to briefings. That's a danger to our national security.
And he's going to cut back on national security.
Oh, and he's going to.
What happens?
Donald Trump plans a revamp of the. Oh, he's gonna renovate the CIA.
Well, he's probably gonna put his own people in there who will tell him whatever he wants to hear.
Yes, Alex Jones.
From Alex Omarosa. Jones. I don't know, but he's definitely an existential threat, and I don't understand why people aren't screaming on the top of the rooftops, and the media is not doing more, aren't saying more about this.
Well, they just don't want to be rude.
It actually bothers me that Democrats and the higher powers aren't, as you said, Anita, screaming from the rooftops.
I've been saying that the whole show. I feel like I'm going insane. That I just am like, wait a minute.
I know. I feel the same way. And if Hillary Clinton had done any of these things,
right,
or any Democrat had done any of these things,
and they were Anita, as I was saying in the first hour, they were so brazen about it. Yeah. You have Rudy Giuliani bragging about, we're going to have a surprise from the FBI.
But nobody is talking about that anymore. I don't.
You have Roger Stone tweeting, "Oh, Podesta's next. Can't wait."
Right.
That is collusion. That is collusion with Russia. It's collusion with the FBI. I mean,
it's treason.
Yeah, we were saying this is Rudy Giuliani on Fox News.
And then I think he's got a surprise or two that you're going to hear about in the next 2 days.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about some pretty big surprise.
Oh yeah, I heard you say that this morning. What do you mean?
You'll see.
You'll see.
Giuliani, you're lucky because we got to go. I'm out of time.
We're not going to go down, and we're certainly not going to stop fighting. We've got a couple things up our sleeve that should turn this around.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Like, and as I've said many times, he was right. She was up, if you recall, Dana, an average of 13 points.
Yes.
I mean, I just, and that is a violation of the Hatch Act. Carl Frisch was telling us earlier. He is on tape on a radio show admitting he was talked to current and former FBI agents. Then he tried to clean it up later and say, oh, no, that's not what I said.
That was somebody else
with a bad list.
Right.
Did anyone leak any aspects of that Clinton email investigation to you?
No, I've spoken to no current FBI agents in the last 8 months, 9 months, 10 months. Certainly not about this.
Oh, certainly not.
And in that particular situation, I was actually talking about the advertising campaign that you were referencing earlier that I knew was going to come as a big surprise, that we had in mind, and I didn't know which one we were going to use, but I knew one was going to be a big surprise. I wasn't referring to any possible information about emails or that sort of thing.
Does anything in that entire paragraph sound true to you?
No.
This is such a crock of...
Yeah.
And he's such a bad liar.
Oh, my God. How do you...
I
was referring to the advertisement.
No, I was referring to the cartoon, no, I thought.
And I don't want to say that none of the Democrats are doing anything. Obviously, Warren is speaking up as she normally does. And then did you see Sanders bring in the giant tweet, the printed out tweet?
Yes,
he's. I mean, that was brilliant. He was talking about Medicaid and Medicare and how, you know, back in the day, Donald Trump was like, I'm not touching Social Security. I'm not touching Medicaid. I'm not touching Medicare. And then he brings in this giant tweet that he printed out on a board.
Like a golf check.
And it was amazing. It was a golf check. So at least Bernie Sanders is still speaking up. I think he'll never stop.
Not about this.
No,
I mean, I just think that there are also people in camps that hated Hillary. That they don't. They want the storyline to be that, you know, Hillary lost, and not that we have had an act of war.
But I understand. What do you think they're going to do? The guy's already going to be inaugurated. He's going to get sworn in. There's no slap on the wrist.
Listen,
there's no consequences.
I'm not. I'm happy clappy. We got 2 weeks. Don't geek. I'm calling on anybody in the CIA, anybody in the media that feels like we need to stop this clear and present danger.
It should happen.
Yes. Thank you. Don't you give up.
Oh,
don't you? Okay.
I'm a Jew. It's my nature.
It's too much. I'll just be here suffering the dark for 4 years.
Jesus.
It's fine. 19 minutes after the hour. Goldberg's here. We roll along. Dana Goldberg live in studio.